This is Quiet Fire, a program about the spiritual life of Abraham Lincoln and its relevance to us today. Welcome. This is Duncan Newcomer. Here's a Lincoln quote for you. In this sad world of ours, sorrow comes to all, and to the young, it comes with bitterest agony because it takes them unawares. It is 2 days before Christmas, 1862, and the president is writing a letter to a young girl whose father had just been killed in the Civil War. She is inconsolable and has locked herself in her room. Lincoln had known the young girl and was a friend of her father's back in Lincoln's Illinois law court days. To Lincoln, death was the great teacher. The value of life and the magnitude of his heart grow with each death he experiences. As he is writing this letter, it is just 10 months since his greatly loved son, Willie, had died in the White House. In this letter to the girl called Fanny, we can expect Lincoln to be doing what we expect presidents to do, address the griefs and losses of the citizens, especially in this case, the grief of a young person. And we can expect that Lincoln will feel something in his own mind and heart as he writes to her, and here is the short letter. Executive Mansion, Washington, December 23rd, 1862. Dear Fanny, it is with deep grief that I learn of the death of your kind and brave father, and especially that it is affecting your young heart beyond what is common in such cases. In this sad world of ours, sorrow comes to all, and to the young it comes with bitterest agony, because it takes them unawares. The older have learned to ever expect it. I am anxious to afford some alleviation of your present distress. Perfect relief is not possible except with time. You cannot now realize that you will ever feel better. Is not this so? And yet it is a mistake. You are sure to be happy again. To know this, which is certainly true, will make you some less miserable now. I have had experience enough to know what I say. And as you need only to believe it, to feel better at once. The memory of your dear father, instead of an agony, will yet be a sad, sweet feeling in your heart, of a purer and holier sort than you have known before. Please present my kind regards to your afflicted mother. Your sincere friend, A. Lincoln. How wonderful it is when a leader can feel and truly know the grief of young people. Since Lincoln is really challenging this young woman to have a sound perspective on her misery, he knows he must present his credentials. I have had experience enough to know what I say, and indeed he had. We know that when he was 9, his mother died in their frontier log cabin. We know that when he was 19, his sister died in childbirth. When he was 23, Anne Rutledge, his first love, died in Illinois. We know that many of his closest friends were among the first to die in the Civil War, including Ned Baker, after whom he had named one of his sons. Lincoln knows enough to use what we call I statements. He begins with his own grief over the loss that she is grieving, and he acknowledges that the world is a sad place. So he places both of them in relation to each other and in relation to her reality. Not only does he not mince words, but he also gives her some astonishing guidance. You need only to believe it to feel better at once. Now that is straight mind cure talk. That is the kind of affirmative thinking Belfast's own Phineas Quimby was teaching and practicing in the 1860s, including his patient Mary Baker Eddy, the founder of Christian Science. Lincoln was a New Age thinker in this moment as well as an old age sage. We too can have death be our teacher. In fact, Walt Whitman wanted Lincoln's own death to be our American teacher, to yearly remember what he called the tragic splendor of Lincoln's death, and we will be doing that in Belfast with a talk and music program at the Belfast Library, Monday, April 23rd at 7. The spiritual life of Lincoln shows us how we too can respond to the grief that young people feel, and, in this sad world of bitter agony, light us down in honor to the latest generation. This is Duncan Newcomer, and this has been Quiet Fire, The Spiritual Life of Abraham Lincoln.